You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Customers at a California laundromat notice a teen girl sitting alone in a car. She's holding a scrap of paper that says, "Help me." They call the police, who realize the girl's Jalissa Barron, reported missing from Texas. Barron tells them Stephen Sablin held her at gunpoint, forcing her into his car in San Antonio, then raping her several times en route to California.
Nancy, after Sablin abducted Barron, he told her that he would take her on a cruise to Australia to meet a friend, but she, quote, needed to do something for him first. Sablin then sexually assaulted her and continued to do so in the 3 days Barron was held. While Sablin went inside the laundromat to wash clothes, Barron wrote the note and tried to catch someone's attention. Cops retrieved a black BB pistol and handcuffs from Sablin's car during his arrest.
Sablin, 61, now charged with kidnap. A Florida family began selling a, quote, miracle cure-all, claiming it eradicates COVID, cancer, Alzheimer's, autism, Parkinson's, and more. The cure, called Miracle Mineral Solution, or MMS, is really sodium chlorite and water, which turns into an industrial bleach when ingested. Mark Grennan, 65, and sons Jonathan, Joseph, and Jordan arrested after several users are hospitalized. The Grennans now found guilty of delivering misbranded drugs. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Long Island detectives are now looking for new information regarding an architect detained in connection with the Gilgo Beach killings. Rex Huerman's storage units are being searched and DNA evidence is being used to see whether he's related to any other unsolved crimes. For more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
After years of frustration and dead ends, the multi-agency investigation that led to a murder charge against Huerman for three of the 11 women whose remains were discovered buried along a remote beach highway in 2010 and 2011 has entered a crucial new phase. Huerman is also thought to be the key suspect in the murder of a fourth victim. The 59-year-old has lived across a bay from where the bodies were discovered for many years. The suspect entered a not guilty plea and, according to his attorney, has denied committing the offenses. Investigators maintain that even though Huerman's arrest marked a turning point in the case, it is doubtful that one person killed all of the victims. Rodney Harrison, the commissioner of the Suffolk County Police Department, who was instrumental in establishing an interagency task force to investigate the Gilgo Beach killings last year, has said that the government will, quote, work tirelessly until we bring justice to all the families involved.
Detectives have also carried out a search warrant at Omega Self Storage in Amityville, and they're investigating another storage facility close by. Both are within a 10-minute drive of Huerman's house. A man charged with second-degree murder in the beating death of a 79-year-old man in a Walmart parking lot in southeast New Hampshire has entered a not guilty plea. Following his hearing, 52-year-old Summersworth resident Brian Roberge was being held without bail. After receiving a call about a man attacking another man, Summersworth police say they detained Roberge. They discovered Center Ossipee resident Jan Van Tassel, who was unconscious and had obvious head and facial injuries when they arrived at the Walmart. He was declared dead by emergency personnel. Now to Connecticut, as a prosecutor has filed criminal charges against a man suspected of attacking the first Muslim state legislator during a prayer ceremony. Charges include sexual assault. However, as Crime Online's Sydney Sumner tells us, the prosecutors did not file the hate crime charges that the lawmaker's supporters had wanted.
30-year-old Andre Desmond appeared before a judge as supporters of Representative Miriam Khan, including local imams, also gathered in Hartford Superior Court. According to the audio of the hearing provided by the court system, Hartford State's attorney, Sharmise Walcott, stated that the additional charges were the result of a review of all of the information gathered by Hartford police, including video footage and, quote, a clear statement by the defendant that he intended to force sexual contact. Following the assault on Khan on June 28th in front of a Hartford arena where the Muslim prayer service was conducted, Desmond was initially charged with third-degree assault and unlawful restraint. In court, Walcott added felony counts of attempted third-degree sexual assault, assault in the second degree, strangling, and endangering the welfare of children. However, absent was any mention of possible hate crime charges. Desmond is still being held on a $250,000 bail and is due back in court on August 22nd.
Desmond, who has not yet filed a plea, was escorted to the courthouse lockup, but he did not attend the courtroom hearing.
Savannah Hale, 22, drives her boyfriend to visit his grandparents in Shreveport, Louisiana. That evening, the two head to a bar and then come home really late. A few hours later, Hale leaves the grandparents' home alone in her 2012 Kia Forte. She drives downtown, returns to the grandparents, heads downtown again. 6 a.m., Hale drives to a gas station and calls her sister, who does not pick up. Hale leaves a voicemail before shutting off her phone. At 7 a.m., Savannah Hale is seen leaving the Louisiana Tower parking garage and has never been seen again in over a year. If you have info on Savannah Hale, please contact Shreveport PD, 318-673-7300. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.